It's HBR, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. This week we have an unusual guest. It's the band Hailstorm, one of the most successful modern hard rock acts, playing tomorrow at the Republic, local band Kings of Spade opening. Some of what makes Hailstorm unusual is, in an era when few acts are selling records, this one does, and they sell a lot and win Grammys for them. They're also based around a pair of siblings, a sister who's the frontwoman, guitarist, and keyboardist, and a brother who's the drummer. Also, despite being in their mid and early 30s, they've been around 21 years. And last but certainly not least on the unusual list, one of my closest friends on earth, Mike Mahar, just happens to be their tour manager, and he's who we turn to right now to make this happen for a conversation with their singer, guitar player, keyboardist, Lizzie Hale. Hey, Mike, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, you sound great. You sound excellent. Like $1 million.
Thank you, brother. You too.
I'm going to hand the phone to Lizzie. We'll see you.
You got it. Be safe.
Will do, Dave. Peace.
Peace to you.
All right. Here she is.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Lizzie. Aloha. Thanks for doing this.
Oh, dude, anytime.
So, Lizzie, you and your brother, RJ, are 3 years apart in age, yeah?
Oh, yes. He's my little bro.
So he was 2 when at 5 you started to learn the piano. I'm always curious when someone at such a young age gets exposed to music. Describe how that happened at 5 and add a little bit about your parents' musical background, which led to that, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously, it was a huge part of my parents' influence. My dad started as a bass player in the 70s, early 80s, and then got a real job to have me. And then I think it was just inevitable that he was going to not necessarily push anything on me, but surround me with things that he knows more about than maybe most parents. So there was always something going on in the house. My dad would be playing, or he would have musician friends, and they would all play at our house. And I just kind of started tinkering around with things. And from what my dad and my mother tell me, I was starting to pick out melodies or just make up little songs as a kid. And then they decided to get me into piano lessons because they're like, oh, well, maybe she should have a foundation for that. And the piano was actually a really good place to start because everything's all laid out. So I just kind of took to it naturally. And thankfully, I had parents that were okay with me being a little loud.
Right.
And I'm in the house and just constantly trying to find my way.
And you guys had a piano in the house?
Yeah, yeah. We had an old upright. And then we moved and we couldn't move it. It was too old or something. So for a couple years after that, after we moved, I was on this Casio keyboard for a while.
All the way through 16, though. So from 5 to 16, to have that foundation, as you described it, it's a good word. At that same time, you're just a little bit younger brother. What's he doing with music?
It's a funny story because my parents, they ended up actually buying me the drum kit. I had expressed interest. I want to get into something a little bit more rock and roll than a Casio keyboard. They ended up getting the drum kit for me. I had it in my room, and my brother and I had an adjoining closet. He would end up sneaking through the closet into my room and just destroy the thing. Just he would get on the drum kit and just start playing. The long and short of it was I told my parents, you know what, he can just have it. We ended up having to stick him into another walk-in closet with the drum kit because he was making
so much noise.
It wasn't necessarily music yet.
Right.
From what I remember, we would talk about, let's just pretend we're in a band together, and we would start to jam together. And when I was 13 and he was 10, we were just starting to make up songs together just in our parents' living room. And when my parents had friends over or around Christmas time kind of thing, we would just learn some songs or play original songs. We ended up entering ourselves in a talent show, summer of 97. And on the way to the show, my little brother turns to me and he says, we need a band name. I turn to him like, dude, we're just doing this for fun. You know, the classic big sister, little brother argument. And as little brothers do, he just annoyed the hell out of me until I'm like, okay, fine. What do you want to call the band? And he suggested Hailstorm.
Wow.
And I'm like, well, that'll work for today. And then really, I mean, the light switch went on during that performance. It was the Schuylkill County Fair, Central Pennsylvania. There was hay bale tossing, and then there was a talent show, basically.
Amazing.
And we ended up playing a 5-minute song that we wrote. We had a drum solo in the middle of it. And I just remember getting off stage and being like, dude, do you want to do this again? This is crazy. We're playing in front of all these strangers, and we're like shaking with excitement. And, yeah, let's see if Mom knows another place we can play. So that was kind of where it started. And I remember being at the kitchen table that night discussing with my parents, like, I think this is it. This is so cool.
Wow.
Like, I really want to do this. And little bro, you know, in a strange turn of events that night, he's like, well, I'm still can play with you, right, Liz? You know, and I'm like, well, yeah, of course, we're a band, remember? And he and I have the same dynamic. Like, yeah, we get to play together. It's crazy. So, yeah, that's where it started.
That's a great story. It's a nice connection, and it's not something that always works. After over 20 years, the relationship has survived. You look at other cats, there's been a lot of them. I think like Liam and Noel of Oasis certainly didn't make it as long as you guys. Had you already gotten the guitar going at that Schuylkill County Fair or whatever it was?
No, I was still on keyboard. So it was just keyboard and drums for a second. And then my dad, being the bass player, we had him playing with us for a little while. And so that was a funny thing, too. Just imagine all of the things that normally happen in your childhood, like the little stages of growing up and coming into your own. But you're just throwing this band in the mix. So basically, we had dad in the band, and it was really cool for like a summer.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you become a teenager. The transition from 13 to 14 is like, well, I don't know. It's not really cool to be with dad all the time. So little bro and I had to kind of sit down and have like a talk with dad, like, dad, we're gonna look for people our own age now.
Right.
And he was a little bummed, so like we had him drive the van and basically be roadie for a long time. And getting into guitar was kind of an interesting thing too, because we had just included this little 16-year-old guitar player that we had met, but he was only in the band for about 6 months because his parents saw his grades slipping. And I was just kind of distraught, and I remember, never going to find another guitar player. I might as well just start. I've been wanting to start for a while. Now is the kick in the butt. So that's right. When I started guitar.
It's funny. I just had Edgar Winter on, and learning a lot about he and Johnny as children with their father and the musical background of their band, listeners would find some interesting similarities. All of this hard work, all of this evolution, and it's a fascinating story of progression, it's brought you some pretty interesting rewards. I was looking at some of the things that, as a singer in a hard rock band, I'm just imagining would be important to you. In 2009, one of those rewards might have been when you and the band were privileged to be opening for Heaven and Hell, which was the Ronnie James Dio era Black Sabbath lineup. What ended up being Dio's last ever performance, House of Blues, Atlantic City, you guys were on the bill with them.
Yeah, that was so crazy because with Sabbath, I had gotten introduced to Sabbath with Dio first as a kid. So it was kind of like my introduction to Sabbath, and then I worked my way backwards into the Aussie world. So it was just one of those fluke accidents that happened. We were in between tours and kind of going home for a couple days off, and Coheed and Cambria were opening that tour, and they had dropped off at the last date. So basically, it just kind of worked out perfectly. Management called us like, do you want to do this? Like, absolutely. I will crawl if I have to.
One show only?
Yeah, one show only.
Wow.
And,
oh, man.
So we weren't even on the tour with them, but this is part of the reason that kind of seeped into your brain when you're a kid, this foundation, that the reason that you're actually doing what you're doing. They were so nice to us and took the time to welcome us with open arms. I take that with me forever.
I know you got to play with Alice one time, too, with his Hollywood Vampires. Are there other hero encounters like that? The payoff of all those times scrapping with my brother and working out how to do things with dad.
It's the weirdest thing for me. Yeah, when we started as kids, like, we're just doing this because we love to do it, and you don't expect anything to happen. You're just moving forward because that's all you want to do. Just being able to meet and perform with Alice Cooper, the guy that my dad gave me love at to death when I was 11. I got to perform with Lita Ford. I've gotten to speak to Nancy Wilson and Pat Benatar. Just to be able to even be accepted on stage with these people, it just really blows my mind. And it's always the same thing, too. I go out in my leather jacket, and I'm like, right before we go, I'm like, okay, I'm cool. I can hang with these guys. Right? And then you go out there, you're like, oh, my God, what is going on? This is crazy. You know, and your 13-year-old self is still very much a part of that. I'm very lucky.
You are very lucky, and that's the best part when you say that 13-year-old self. I'm sure almost any adult listening to you in any line of work is saying that's the feeling that you want to keep. It's great getting to talk to you. It's Lizzie Hale. She's coming to town, playing at the Republic. It's this coming Saturday. Hailstorm is the band, and really thrilled because not only is she coming, she's bringing my longtime buddy from college. I've known him more than half my life, who's the manager of the band. So looking forward to seeing Mike as well when you get here. Thanks for all the time that you gave us today. Appreciate it.
Oh, dude, anytime. Thanks for taking the time with me. And Mike is the absolute best, isn't he?
You're in good hands, Lizzie.
Hell yeah, man. And you are absolutely freaking delightful, and I appreciate you taking the time, darling.
Thank you.
You are such a professional. I like it.
Thank you so much. Big hugs, high fives, and give Mike a big hug for me, and I can't wait to see you again.
I definitely will, darling. I'll see you very, very soon. Aloha. It's Lizzie Hale from Hailstorm. We're in a great place this afternoon. Tune in to my friend, Dave Lauren. Aloha, Dave.
Dear daughter, hold your head up high. There's a world outside that's passing by. Dear daughter, never lose yourself. Remember that you're like nobody else. Life throws you into the unknown, and you feel like you're out there all alone. Well, these are words that every girl should have a chance to hear. There will be love, there will be pain, there will be hope, there will be fear. And through it all, year after year, stand or fall, I will be right here for you. Dear daughter, don't worry about those stupid girls if they try to bring you down. It's 'cause they're scared and insecure. Dear daughter, don't change for any man, even if he promises the stars and takes you by